Good morning. I'm so excited you guys are here this morning, and you're starting off with us this morning. I don't take this privilege lightly. I thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with us. Number one, for some of you, it's very early. I know some of you are even calling in from Mountain or Pacific time. And for some of you, you just love this. You come in every Monday, and it's a great, you know, way to start your week. To me, I love knowing that we've got like-minded people together, people that want to make a difference, people that have a passion to follow what God has planned for their life, and just get a shot of inspiration and come together. And if we've got prayer requests or praise reports, we take those before we actually start the recording. And we've got lots and lots of people on the call live with us this morning, so welcome. And then for those of you listening to the replay, we welcome you as well. And just so you know, all of the replays are posted to the website, BeckySpieth, SPIETH.com. And they're available, and we put the titles up there. We've been doing this for several years now, so there's probably a study on whatever topic you need a little extra inspiration on. If you find yourself later in the week thinking, man, I just need another shot in the arm, feel free to go there. And, of course, they're all free and available there for you. We also have some free prayers there around finances, around forgiveness. That seems to be a big issue. And we've just got some other resources there that we just want to bless you with. So feel free to jump over there, hit the free tab, and you're going to see that over there. We're going to be talking today about expansive growth. And to me, this is a topic, especially this time of year, for entrepreneurs. We look forward to this time of year. For my direct selling friends, it's like, ooh, we're in the fall selling season. And I know you're thinking, well, we haven't even hit September yet, but I can tell you that the times are speeding up, just like it tells us it will do that in the Word, that by now most kids are back in school. I know when we went to school, some people started the right after Labor Day. Some started a couple weeks after Labor Day, but now most people are in school with their kids beforehand. And so fall seems to start just a little bit early. I know some of the weather is starting to turn into what we would like to call like an Indian summer, where they're cool at night and warm in the day. Or some of you have already had cold snaps, and then you're starting to warm back up just a little bit. I can remember when we lived in Michigan just loving this time of year because, you know, you're just making the most of every day to hang on to any warm weather or summer-like weather, but that you could get that crisp coolness in the evening. And then I knew apple season was right around the corner, and I love Michigan apples. So whatever your reasoning is for being on the call, I just want to tell you that I'm so thankful that you're here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll start our study today. Father God, we just come before you. We quiet our minds. We quiet our hearts to receive from you what you would have for us. Holy Spirit, you tell us that you are our ultimate teacher and that you are wisdom for us and that you would speak through us when we weren't certain what to say. So, Father God, I just pray in Jesus' name you would help me to diminish and that you would increase and rise up within me. Speak through this mouth of clay, Lord. Touch the hearts, the lives of those people on the call and help them to take and carry this anointing forward throughout their week as they touch other people and bless them. Lord, I pray that you would just be with them so that they would not be the same as they came to this call, Lord. And we thank you that we're uniting together because you tell us that wherever two or three are gathered in your name and we believe together that you're there also and that whatever we ask, you will give us. So, Father God, we ask for wisdom and understanding. And, Lord, we'll be taking our other requests to you after our study time, but help us to really be able to focus and to not only learn but apply what we've learned today. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was praying and preparing for our lesson this week, and God just kept talking to me about expansion. And it's kind of fun because right now in my business, this last year has been a year of expansion. Each year I pick a new word, and this year it was transformation. The Lord has just, he's kept me in this place of transformation. And I'm like, okay, we'll do this again, Lord. And this year it's been radical. But in the transformation, we've had huge expansion. And he's expanded my awareness. He's expanded my boundaries. He's expanded everything. And I know that I love this time of year because people are thinking, okay, we're coming into this last quarter for the year, and as business owners, we're thinking we want to make the most of it. For many of us, we have retail or services that we're providing, so this is also a great time because we're coming into the holiday season. This just seems like this is a time for expansion. So as I was praying about that word and we were going before the Lord, and he just brought to my remembrance the prayer of Jabez. And I want to encourage you to go to 1 Chronicles 4:10, and that's where you're gonna hear about Jabez's story. Actually, it starts a little bit before that. I'm not going to go through all of these names because this could take me forever just trying to figure out how to pronounce each one of these names. But just know it gives you the lineage, the heritage. So the thing is he was definitely part of God wanting you to know that there was importance to their family, and that he wanted you to understand that family was important. And so he talked about all of his genealogy, but he also talked about his brothers, and he spoke about his mother. And many times, there's not a whole lot that's said in the word about mothers. And so I thought it was kind of interesting. So let's go to 1 Chronicles 4:9, and it says, Jabez was honorable above his brothers. So to me, it was kind of like whoever was writing this said, oh, but wait a second, I just got to make sure you take note. No, he was extraordinary. He was honorable above his brothers. So there was something really amazing or special about him, right? But is the next word. And we always know but when we say that, that's the part to pay attention to, right? It says, but his mother named him Jabez, which means that he's the maker of sorrow. So how could he be more honorable but also the maker of sorrow? And the reason why they say he was called that was because she bore him in pain. So I don't necessarily know that he was a person that caused pain because it says that he was honorable. He was head and shoulders above the others. To me, that tells me that it's his character. So even though he was born in pain, he's carrying around this name that doesn't sound very amazing, that he was a head and shoulders above the rest as far as character goes. I love names. Names to me were very important growing up. I loved name studies, and I loved looking at my family history and things like that. And part of that was I can remember listening as a little girl in Sunday school to the story about Abraham, that his name used to be Abram, and they couldn't have children. And then when they started calling him Abraham for some time, then he was able to have children. And the Abraham actually started meaning father of many nations. And it was almost as if people were speaking this into existence. And when I understood around the same time in my life that Jesus, another name for him, was the Word, and he was the Word made flesh, and then I was realizing that God created the world with the Word, that he spoke it into existence, all of a sudden it started framing in my mind, making a lot of sense, that what we speak or say over ourselves, over our circumstances, over each other, that we actually can become that, or it's manifested in our life. So this was a really interesting concept to me, and I've seen this with healing and with people watching their words. If you say, you know, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me, or I'm exhausted, or I'm starving to death. I mean, those are just not things you want to be saying over yourself, right? But I've also heard people say, I'm so sick and tired, and then I've seen their health decline. Now, could this just be circumstance? Possibly, but I believe that we have the ability to do what Jesus says that he was able to do, right? We have that scripture confirmation in the New Testament. So if he was able to speak things into existence, and he says we're going to be able to do more than that, I believe that we speak things into existence. And when we say things and we share things about our names or say these over other people, that sometimes this could be the case. And I'm sure he was kind of a little bit concerned, and I'm sure he was aware about this. And I'm sure that's why he tried to have impeccable character, that he tried to be more honorable. And just so that you know, I went and I researched my name because I was like, I remember looking this up as a child, and I would encourage you to do the same, just to kind of see what the meaning of your name is. And then post over on Facebook, let me know what your name means. But I just took my first and my middle name, and my first and middle name mean captivating, loyal, strong, shining light. And I can see that that's something that's been so important to me, that I wanted to, I'm very loyal, probably to a fault. And that I love being a shining light and bringing strength to other people and shining light on them for the greatness that they have within them, but also sharing the light of Jesus. And when we were picking the names for our children, we were very, very careful to determine that we were going to be speaking something we wanted them to be able to achieve inside of their lifetime. So just curious, that was kind of a little bit of an aside there, but I thought it was important because God went through, and in the Word, I mean, there's hundreds of people's names in the lineage here in the Word, but you don't ever hear them say what the meaning is, very seldomly. So when God does that, then we take notice, right? But then it goes on in verse 10, back in 1 Chronicles 4:10, it says, Jabez cried to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border or my territory, and that your hand might be upon me, and you would keep me from evil so that I might not hurt me, or so that it might not hurt me, and God granted his request. So when we are thinking about how do we pray, do you pray that God enlarges your territory, that he expands your life, your influence, your connection, your impact? Or do you just go through, help me get through this next thing, Lord? Help me just to get to the other side. He wants you to ask for amazing things. He wants you to also live by what you say. So one of the things that I'm sure Jabez did is he decided, you know, I'm going to pray this, right? And as he prayed this way, I think, honestly, he'd been ridiculed probably most of his life. It doesn't tell us that in the Word, but why else would they say that his name was Sorrow Maker? I think there was significance there. And maybe I'm just reading between the lines, but I do that sometimes when I read. I try to put myself in the situation. I try to put my... and think about what was going on. If I was watching Jabez's life, and I was looking at what was happening, I think he was ridiculed. But to me, it says that he had incredible character. He was honorable above all of the other people in his family. To me, that's significant. And then we go on and we hear that, like, this is only like just a little excerpt, because the whole thing, as you go right on from there, 11, it says, Chelub, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Meher, the father of Eshton. So it just keeps going back on to the genealogy. But God says, hang on, I want you to pause here for a minute. Even though you're ridiculed, even though you've been given what most people would say, you know, a crappy lot in life, you're in a place where, you know what, you might not understand it. And you know what, you're still trying to do the right thing. I want you to notice I'm noticing. So maybe you're in that place in your life, or maybe you're in that place with your business where, you know what, maybe you see competition all around you, and they seem to have more going for them than you do. Or maybe you find yourself in a situation where, you know what, you're trying to do the right thing, but you're just not seeing the benefit of it right now. But you're being honorable. You're keeping character. You're keeping the faith. He gives us this example and tells us, you know what, you can pray this prayer. Because I'm not a respecter of persons. If you pray this prayer, if you say this, then you can have the same results. So let's go back and let's break this down. He said, Jabez cried to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me. Well, that seems kind of bold, right? Well, sometimes as Christians, we get religious. And I'm not about religion. Yes, I go to a church. I've been involved. I've been saved since I've been 6 years old. I've been involved in church almost all of my life. But I'm not religious. I'm about relationship. In my relationship with Jesus, my relationship with Heavenly Father, my relationship with Holy Spirit, and my relationship with other believers, as well as non-believers. But I know that I have to come to this space and realize that God wants to bless me. He has blessed me to be a blessing to other people, and he's doing the exact same thing for you. And so one of the things that I love, that he was asking for a lot, right? he said, you know what? I want you to bless me. I want you to bless me, like, in a crazy way. I want you to just give me, like, everything. Because you have to think about it. These were nomadic tribes. So he was saying, you know, I want a lot. He might even have been saying, I want everything that my competition has. Or he could have been saying, you know, give me unchartered territory. We're not exactly sure. But think about what it could be and how it could relate to you and your life and your business. You know, God is incredible. God tells us that he's merciful, and he tells us about himself that he's long-suffering, that he's gracious, and he abounds in goodness and truth, according to Exodus 34:6. So we don't have any other reason to believe that he doesn't want us to have everything and expansive and abounding. And he tells us in Ephesians 3:20 that he wants to work in and through us to do super abundantly, more than we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. And I know that you hear me go back to that verse a lot, but I'm telling you, I'm a big dreamer. I've got a big imagination, and I know my God can exceed that, and he wants to do it in and through me, just like he wants to do it in and through you. So don't disregard yourself because you've got a bad name, or you made mistakes in the past, or people have called you things that you shouldn't have been called, or you were attacked in ways that you shouldn't have been attacked. Today's a new day. And I want you to know, if you think about God in any other way, except for what he says about himself, you got to change the way you're thinking, right? I want you to know that God is limited only by us, not by his resources, not by his power or his willingness to give. And Jabez understood that. He was blessed simply because he refused to let any obstacle or person or opinion loom larger than God's nature and what he knew about God in his life. And you can have the same thing. And you know, the one thing that I notice about this prayer as well is Jabez didn't go, you know, if it's your will, if you want to do this for me, I hope that you'll do this. No, he didn't. He came to the place and he believed. And the Lord tells us that we can have anything that we ask, and he also tells us that we're supposed to have unwavering belief. So if you're believing God for something, I want you to believe for it. Just like Jabez said, expand my border that your hand be on me. Keep your hand of protection on me. You know why? Because I don't want to cause anybody else pain, and I don't want to get in a situation where it might cause evil. So he not only said, you know, give me a lot, but also protect me. Keep your hand on me. Guide me, because I want to make sure that I'm going in the right direction, right? How many times have you been really believing and expecting God to change your life and expand your opportunities and expand your impact in such a way that you can touch more lives for his glory? You are a carrier of his glory. And that's the way that we are going to have more in our businesses and more in our lives. And it's important that we ask God to open those doors of opportunity and influence and impact, and that we rely on his hand. You know, God wants to honor our ability, but more importantly, he wants to honor our availability. So even though you may have specific talents and gifts and you keep putting them before the Lord, he wants you to just say, you know what, work in and through me. That's what Jabez was saying. I'm willing to do it for you. I want you to keep me safe. I want you to keep your hand on me, and I want to make sure that it's not going to hurt me. How many people are afraid of success? I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and most of you on this call are entrepreneurs, and the one thing that I hear is that I'm not sure about what success looks like. Traditional employees, because I also work in the traditional marketplace, their fear is of failure. I don't want to fail because I might lose my job. Entrepreneurs are fearing success because they're not sure what it looks like to the capacity or what it could look like and the impact that it could have. So I believe that that's what Jabez was saying. Just make sure that, you know, I'm faithful with it, Lord. Keep your hand on me. Keep me from evil, because I'm not sure what all the success could look like, but I want to be there, and I want to be available for you. So let me ask you this. Are you carrying the good news into the marketplace? Because God wants to expand your territory. What are you doing with what he's given you so far? Are you being faithful with it? I believe that Jabez was, because it says he was more honorable than his brothers. And then I love what it says here. We don't even need to have the details. The very last sentence of verse 10 says, and God granted his request. You don't have to be special. You don't have to be extraordinary. You need to be available. You need to be willing to honor God. You need to be willing to have his hand work in and through you and keep it upon you in your life. A lot of people aren't sure what their territory truly is. I think it's something like this. It's our abilities plus our experiences and our training and our personality and our path and the expectations of others, and that equals your assigned territory. So let's talk about this, because he knew he had an assigned territory, and we kind of went through this history of Jabez as we read First Chronicles, but let me give you that again. Your assigned territory is your abilities, plus your experience, plus your training, plus your personality, plus your past, plus the expectations of others. And that's your assigned territory. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't mind having an assigned territory, but I like expanding my territory and helping other people expand theirs as well. So let's talk about what your expanding territory could be. It's your willingness, going back to that availability, and it's your weakness. Look at what Jabez did with his weakness. He was called Sorrow Maker, but he became more honorable in his character. And it's God's will and his supernatural power, and that's your expanding territory. You know, God's given you larger territory. He's given you larger borders, and he's also given you an appointment and a time to keep it. And I believe with all my heart today is that day. Today's your appointment to expand your territory, to expand your border, to expand what you're currently doing. Don't you know inside of you there's something more? There's more greatness inside of you to be lived out, to be shared, to impact the kingdom with, to bless others that you're in a relationship with or you're in business with? I believe it with all my heart that it's true. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, we give you the glory for everything that you do. And Lord, we thank you that you've even given us the ability to expand our territory. And Father God, we pray this prayer like Jabez did. Lord, we're calling on you. Oh, that you would bless us indeed, that you would enlarge our territory, our boundaries, our borders, and you would expand those, and that your hand would be on us and with us, and that you would keep us from all evil, and that we would not cause pain. We would not be the things that people have said about us. We break the curses that have been said over us in Jesus' name. We are smart enough. We are beautiful enough. We are impactful enough. We are wise enough. We are equipped enough. We are educated enough. We are enough in your sight, because we know it's not our ability. It's our availability for you, Lord. So we pray in Jesus' name that we are more available, that you fulfill your word, because we know your word is true, that you would work in and through us to do super abundantly more than we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. Lord, we thank you for that, and we thank you that you give us whatever we ask. So we ask for more impact, more influence, Lord. We ask for more contacts. We ask that we would not be fearful. So we rebuke fear in Jesus' name. And we stand in faith that we would fulfill the call you have on our life. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We know you've got amazing things that you want to do through us. Lord, and I just pray for Desi right now. She's got meetings for her keynotes, Lord, today with companies. How exciting. That you would give her the peace that goes beyond understanding, that you would do just like you did for Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, that you would speak in and through her as she speaks to people in influential places, that you would give her the words to speak, that she would have confidence. And, Lord, we just thank you and believe that she's already got these, that this is just the first step into so many of the things that she's doing. Lord, we thank you for Michelle's nephew's healing. We know that he was hit. And, Lord, I pray that you will bring healing to his body right now. We call forth that healing in Jesus' name, that you would comfort the family, that you tell us to be anxious for nothing and not to worry. So, Father God, that we would stand on your word, that we would believe what your word says, that by your stripes, Jesus, he is healed. And, Lord, that you would help him to walk that out, that there would not be unbelief, that people would not speak doubt, that they would speak life, and they would speak life abundantly into him, because you tell us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And, Lord, I pray for those two news stations, Lord, as they go back to business today, that you would bring them comfort, that you would bring them peace, that you would erase from their memory the pain, Lord, just like you did in Jabez's life. Lord, I pray for Carol's sister's recovery, and Lord, I pray that you would bring provision and hope to the people that have lost their jobs or fear losing their jobs. Lord, I pray that you would show them the next step in their call, the next step in their life, the next step in their path as they move forward, and that you would remove all despair. Father God, I do come before you as well, and I pray for Jeannie, Lord. We just know she's got an incredible opportunity to be light here, and that you've already started working with the Attorney General, Lord, and the situations with her work, and that she has the boldness and the ability to be able to share that this is a testimony to prayer. I also pray that you'll be with Jill and with her and her twins, Lord, and as they go on vacation, that you give them traveling mercies, and that you fill each moment with memories, that they enjoy each other, that your light is shared with them and your love is shared with them as well. Father God, we love you and we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for another amazing week. Lord, I thank you that our territories are expanding. Lord, help us to be faithful, to remember this prayer and to keep it before us, that your desire is to expand our territories, that we would carry your glory into the marketplace and into every place that we are. We love you and we thank you that boldness is going out before each person that's listening to my voice, that favor is going out, that provision and finances are being provided for. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that each person is blessed to be a blessing to those around them. We love you, Father God. I pray that you'll bless them as they go in and they go out. We love you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a fantastic week, everybody. I can't wait to hear what your name means and also what you're believing for and how you are expecting God to enlarge and expand your territory just like he did Jabez. I love you guys, and I'll be with you again next week. Take care. Bye now.